Che Guevara is really the symbol of revolution. You know, he came along at a time before there was a huge media presence. There wasn't CNN, there wasn't that 24/7 cable news and MSNBC and Fox News. So really, people got their news a day or two or even weeks behind. But even saying that, Che Guevara was the perfect revolutionary icon. He was young, he was handsome.
But a lot of people doesn't even know really who he was. There are people who are wearing his t-shirt who doesn't know who he is.
Che Guevara's face has become an icon for the counterculture and an inspiration to many. But there are those that say he was a cruel assassin, like Felix Rodriguez, the man who was sent to kill him. But what made Guevara such an icon, and what really happened in Bolivia before he was executed? I'm Jamie Rennell, host of Covert, where we delve into the shadowy world of spies and espionage. Covert is back with Season 2, taking you inside history's greatest top-secret operations.
The terrorists took on board with them two handguns, six hand grenades, and about 2 kilos of plastic explosive. One press of a button, the whole aircraft could be destroyed.
There's no handbook that you can pull down and says, oh, how to rescue a hostage, that's how we do it.
This season, we'll go into special forces missions from around the world, from the CIA to GSG-9. You'll hear from the operatives, soldiers, and journalists who experienced it firsthand.
And we made a list of kit and what we needed. First thing, priority, was a 737. The next thing was vehicles in case we had an IA, and also ladders, shotguns, pistols, uniform clothing that would all look the same so we could identify ourselves, and everything else we really wanted, masking tape.
Stories that shaped the world and made history, like the secretive Task Force Black sent to assassinate an Al-Qaeda mastermind in Iraq.
As the SAS men from B Squadron of 22 SAS started to move towards the Alpha, the target, they realized it was not going to be a typical sort of mission. They thought they could hear sounds inside the building. They approached the building very gingerly, and to their surprise and satisfaction found that there was a door just wide open behind the car.
This was a guy who had murdered thousands of people. In fact, he murdered many more people than Osama bin Laden ever did.
The story of Marita Lorenz, the woman who had a torrid love affair with a notorious dictator.
I was reading the article on the New York Times. Fidel Castro, rebel, Cuba. I was reading that. I said, I just met him. And the phone rang, and it was Fidel. He said, how are you? I miss you. And with his bad English, asked me to come back.
They're going to try to convince her that the United States is the good guy and Fidel Castro is the bad guy. So they're going to work on her four weaknesses to do that and get her convinced that the U.S. government was the good guy in her case and that she had been betrayed by Fidel.
And the rescue operation so unbelievable that it was turned into a Hollywood film.
I mean, Argo is a perfect example of truth being stranger than fiction. I mean, it's hard to imagine that this is real, but it's real. And I think that was the genius of Argo. Nobody would create a fake Hollywood movie. And the irony is that it actually worked. And it saved the lives of these people.
Covert Season 2 is coming July 2nd. Follow Covert on Spotify or subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.